one of the best Catholic schools in the country. Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are in our HUNCA session. It is April 11th. The time is 10 a.m. and we are on day 13. Congresswoman Rivard, will you please say our morning prayer?
Thank you, Speaker, and thank you, Father God, for giving me the opportunity to speak to you again this day, Father God. I just ask, Father God, for guidance and strength and for all those suffering addiction, Father God, that they may surrender to you. I ask that you send your angels down to be with them, to help guide them, Father God. I ask that you be with those incarcerated, Father God, and ask for blessings for those that you may hear the voice of those that have no voice, Father God. That you be with them and lay your loving hands and arms around them, Father God. I ask that you be with all of the Osage people this day, Father God. Please address all of our needs, Father God, and let's celebrate all the blessings you've bestowed upon us, Father God. I ask that you just bless our government and all of our employees, Father God, that you be with them in their daily tasks. Be with my colleagues, Father God. Be with our chief, assistant chief. Father God, I just thank you for this beautiful day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. Next, we are on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the Journal of April 10th, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. And we are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, listening audience, Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met yesterday, April the 10th, 2023, to look at Bill number ONCA 2324, an act to repeal ONCA 22-06 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. Also, the committee looked at ONCA 2223, an act to amend ONCA 21-78 to join the appropriations for an assisted living facility in one bill and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes coming from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Rivard, we are now on reports of standing committees.
Thank you, Speaker. The Health and Social Services Committee met yesterday, April 10th, to discuss the reappointment of Debbie Chishawala to the Home Health Board. The final committee action was that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes, Rivard, Lemon, Good Fox, and Stabler, and Congresswoman Redcorn was absent. We also yesterday discussed the reappointment of Carla Core Brown to the Osage Home Health Board. The final committee action was that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no legal or ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Rivard, Lemon, Good Fox, Stabler, and Congresswoman Redcorn was absent.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I move to place Carla Core Brown and Debbie Chishawala on Wednesday's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Passes, and Carla Core and Debbie Chishawala will be on the next day's agenda for confirmation. Thank you. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Hearing none, we are now on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Reading ONCA 23-25. An act to amend ONCA 22-95 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $10,000 for the Kahika Stay Club and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading ONCA 2327, an act to authorize the amount of $700,000 to Osage LLC for fencing at the heliport and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard.
Reading ONCA 23-31, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $824,412 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading ONCA 23-32, an act authorizing appropriate $10,000 to the City of Fairfax for the purpose of an Americans with Disabilities Act compliant forward walking pool ladder and pool safety equipment and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
Reading in ONCA 2333, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,200,000 to the executive branch for site construction at the Wajaji National Cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Reading ONCA 23-35, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $100,000 of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the Visitor Center to build a patio roof structure and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 2343, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC 3106 to increase the benefit of members under 65 up to $1,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. The Speaker will entertain a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2335 and ONCA 2343 to general order day two on today's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and we are now on general order day two where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2335 is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $100,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Visitor Center to build a patio roof structure and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2343 is an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC 3-106 to increase the benefit of members under 65 up to $1,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. We are now on general order day three. Amendments are voted on in the order received. Before us, we have ONCA 2329, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $3,617,313 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. We have one amendment presented by Congresswoman Rebard. Amendment 1, Section 23B, Phillips 66 Grant, page 14, strike. Section 23B, Phillips 66 Grant, and table and adjust totals accordingly. Is there any discussion? All of those, do you have discussion?
Yes, ma'am.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. And I apologize, this is the first time I've offered a general order amendment. So the reason for the amendment, I just wanted to discuss this with my colleagues, is that after the bill was introduced and it went into the Committee of Jurisdiction, we discussed it and it was passed out. If you remember, it moved down the agenda, but I asked that it be placed back on general order day two. And this is my amendment. And the reason being, as I've heard from colleagues after we had received support docs that came in kind of late from the treasurer's office regarding this grant or donation, if you will, from Phillips 66, it was clearly, I guess when applied for, it was within regards to the sports complex or health complex, whatever they're calling it right now. And that caused concern for a lot of Congress members. And we've discussed this amongst ourselves in great detail. So I chose as the sponsor to strike this section and let Congress vote on whether to accept this, authorize the spending of this donation. What I understand from my experience in the nonprofit world is a couple of things could happen. Just because we strike it doesn't mean, you know, they have to send it back, but that is an option. Or they could reach out to Phillips 66 and have the money redirected. The letter I was looking for, which I'm used to seeing in the nonprofit world, wasn't provided. It was actually the form used to submit the request. And I just thought I'm open and willing to work with Congress. And if this is the feeling that they have, is, you know, let me have my voice by voting whether to accept this at this time. I've also agreed to put this discussion back in the health committee meeting, and so that we can kind of regroup with the executive branch to say what is it that you're doing, because I think we had all agreed that we didn't support the complex at this time. And so as the chair of health, I don't mind putting it back on the committee for further discussion. And so I just wanted to explain my amendment, Speaker, and allow Congress to have their vote, individual vote, on the message that was sent prior to. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning, everyone. Good morning, Assistant Chief and Speaker Goodfox. So I appreciate the information that Congresswoman Rivard has offered, and I appreciate your experience, Congresswoman Rivard, in the nonprofit world, and understanding that the funds can be redirected. I'm struggling with this amendment, and I'm not solid on which side how I'm going to vote. At this very moment, I've thought about it. I've had discussions with members here and with other individuals outside of here, with a member of executive, and I'm still struggling, and that's okay, because I'm not in favor of the biggest struggle I have is I'm not in favor of the well. There's two actually. I'm not in favor of sending money back. I understand that it can be reverted or repurposed to another area that Phillips 66 would be agreeable to concerning a donation. I certainly don't want to become known as a nation that requests funds and then says, oh, sorry, can't work with our government or other side of the government, and so therefore, you know, please take this money back. And I'm not saying that that's what executive will do, but that is an option that they have, and I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't play that move on the chessboard concerning this money. And the other piece is, I understand there's a $100,000 donation that's going to be from another entity that's going to be coming to in front of us at some point in time for the same situation that we'll be in here right this moment, which is for the sports/health complex. I appreciate Congresswoman Rivard wanting to put the discussion and going to put the discussion back on the health committee. I believe that that it could help, but it might not, concerning where we're headed. There's a natural tension that occurs between government bodies when you have separation of powers. And I'm not against a sports complex. I don't support it in Pawhuska. And, you know, so where do we draw the lines? And this is a play that we're going to hope that executive will consider calling Phillips 66 and saying, hey, would like to revert this someplace else. I certainly hope they don't choose to say, well, our government, our congressional body doesn't support what we're doing, so therefore we're going to send you the money back. I mean, those are things we're playing with at this point in time. So that's my two main struggles is I don't want to become an entity that returns money when it's given to us. I want to, and I don't support a sports complex in Pawhuska. I do support it in other areas, but I don't find it as a priority at this moment concerning where we're headed and all the projects that we currently are in with all the ARPA and CARES money and CARES continuation money that we've received, and the fact that we're in the midst of starting some projects with that, in the midst of completing some projects. And so that's why I'm struggling. And I just wanted to speak on that. It'll probably be the same conversation that I have in the health meeting, but I do appreciate the time, Speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, I'll speak from here. I certainly hope that if this passes, that our executive branch won't send it back, because I know towns like Winona would like to have $14,000 to make maybe their playground have some newer equipment, or barn stall, or Fairfax, or Hominy, or even, yeah, there's just all kinds of things we can do with $14,000. So sending it back, if that's what they choose to do, if this passes, then I would be at a loss for words, Congresswoman Lemon, if that actually happened, given that, you know, we do have the walk trail here, and it's got really nice playground equipment and, you know, a bridge and just all kinds of things for our youth to do. And so I would hope that the money would not go back, and potentially, you know, another city could receive those monies to provide something nice for their youth to do in those other cities that lie within the boundary of Osage Nation. So all of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on ONCA 2330, an act to amend the Open Records Act at 15 ONC 8-102 to include congressional subpoenas after they have been served and filed, and to establish an alternate effective date. There is one amendment presented by Congressman Potts, page 3, line 123, after Congress insert or after 90 days have passed since the subpoena was issued. Is there any discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I appreciate the Congress holding this on General Order Day 2 so it can be spoken for. And I do apologize for illness yesterday that kept me from here. But this amendment is pretty straightforward. It's fairly simple. It does not detract from the purpose of ONCA 2330. What it does do is serve as a kind of a catch that 90 days after the subpoena is issued, it will automatically become available to be a public record. Instead of forcing the Congress to then vote for that subpoena to become a public record. Certainly don't want to limit access to documents and actions of the Congress, which I believe is what a subpoena would be. I think the public has a right to review that, to know what their congressional body is doing. And so all this does is say, for that period of 90 days, we will go with keeping a subpoena issued by Congress until it is served a confidential document, and then at the end of the 90 days, it will become accessible to the public. So this is kind of the best of both worlds. I hope we can support it and go on down the road with a complete ONCA 2330. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Thank you, Speaker. So I haven't actually spoke to Congressman Potts about his amendment, but I understand his intent. I have spoke to our attorney, Trey Gill. And again, this amendment has been discussed in detail. And I agree with Congressman Potts's comments. It's kind of the both of best worlds, and I'll be supporting this amendment.
Thank you. Any other members? Okay, thank you. All of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. Before us, we have ONCA 2323, an act to amend ONCA 2178 to join the appropriations for an assisted living facility in one bill and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. I'll be quick. So with regards to the both bills on third reading today, this is comes from the CCI PEJA board. This is a request, and I had met with them prior to session, and this is their request to kind of clean up the bill to provide one bill with that reflects the $8 million that were previously put into two separate bills. And it also removed the location. And as I understand, they have land available in Hominy, and that's where they would like to put the assisted living facility. I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2323 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2324, an act to repeal ONCA 2206 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2324 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Keene?
Speaker Goodfox, government and ops will meet. Let's go ahead and meet at 10:40 here shortly. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on adjournment.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow second. Morning.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.